I wonder they let you out of the airport. You ought to be in quarantine. Bond laughed. Winter sports are very strenuous. All that snowballing and tobogganing. Matter of fact, I was at a Christmas Eve fancy dress party last night. Kept me up till all hours. In those great clod-hopping boots, I don't believe you. Well, sucks to you. It was on a skating rink. But seriously, Mary, tell me the score. Why this VIP treatment?
M. You're to check with HQ first and then go down to lunch with him at quarterdeck. Then, after lunch, he's having these men you wanted brought down for a conference. Everything top priority. So I thought I'd better stand by too. As you're wrecking so many other people's Christmases, I thought I might as well throw mine on the slag heap with the others. Actually, if you want to know, I was only having lunch with an aunt, and I loathe turkey and plum pudding. Anyway, I just didn't want to miss the fun, and when the duty officer got on to me about an hour ago and told me there was a major flap, I asked him to tell the car to pick me up on the way to the airport. Bond said seriously, "Well, you're a damn good girl. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the hell of a rush getting down the bare bones of a report. And I've got something for the lab to do. Will there be someone there?"
"Of course there will. You know M insists on a skeleton staff in every section, Christmas Day or not. But seriously, James, have you been in trouble? You really do look awful."
"Oh, somewhat. You'll get the photo as I dictate."
The car drew up outside Bond's flat.
"Now be an angel and stir up May while I clean myself up and get out of these bloody clothes. Get her to brew me plenty of black coffee and to pour 2 jiggers of our best brandy into the pot. You ask May for what you like. She might even have some plum pudding. Now then, it's 9:30. Be a good girl and call the duty officer and say OK to M's orders and that we'll be along by 10:30. And get him to ask the lab to stand by in half an hour."
Bond took his passport out of his hip pocket.
"Then give this to the driver and ask him to get the hell over and give it to the duty officer personally. Tell the DO,
Bond turned down the corner of a page, "to tell the lab that the ink used is, homemade. All it needs is exposure to heat, they'll understand. Got that?
Good girl. Now, come on, and we'll get May going."
Bond went up the steps and rang 2 shorts and a long on the bell. When Bond got to his desk a few minutes after 10:30, feeling back to 9/10 human, he found a folder on his desk with the red star in the top right corner that meant top secret. It contained his passport and 12 copies of blown-up photostats of its page 21. The list of girls' names was faint but legible. There was also a note marked personal. Bond opened it. He laughed. It just said, "The ink showed traces of an excess of uric acid. This is often due to a superabundancy of alcohol in the bloodstream. You have been warned." There was no signature. So the Christmas spirit had permeated even into the solemn crevices of one of the most secret sections in the building. Bond crumpled the paper and then, thinking of Mary Goodnight's susceptibilities, more prudently burned it with his lighter. She came in and sat down with her shorthand book. Bond said,
"Now, this is only a first draft, Mary, and it's got to be fast. So don't mind about mistakes. Emma'll understand. We've got about 1.5 hours if I'm to get down to Windsor by lunchtime. Think you can manage it? All right, then, here goes. Top secret. Personal to M. As instructed, on December 22nd, I arrived at Zurich Central Airport at 13:30 by Swiss Air to make first contact in connection with Operation Corona.